and Eric are here to blow up the place. If we don't get out, we're all gonna die.
You may leave at any time.
Eric!
Let the girl go!
The other Eric is still here. So what's the problem?
I love him.
I love him too.
Kill yourselves and she walks free.
I don't think so.
No!
I'm sorry, okay? So he's fine.
Get out of my sight before I kill you.
I say, what the fuck is going on here?
You murdered my brother.
I'll snap your neck with my own hands.
What did you do?
David, I don't cure you. We need to force Antonio out of Marnie's body.
And we need Casey's body to do that.
Even without your blood in me, you are all I think about. How can I lose my best friend?
I was trying to find my way out the woods, and I heard a zap.
Make love to me.
It felt so real.
Don't you want to know what's real? There's a waitress named Holly who thinks that you're just the cutest lawman.
Lafayette, did you hear anything I just said? Sorry for pushing you into the magic before you were ready. Thought I was helping you, but I was acting just like my fucking Abuela. You were right, baby. This kind of power, it's not meant for us. It's too strong. Or we're too weak. But I swear, to whatever the fuck is out there, if you want to lead a magic-free life from here on out, I'm all for it. Hey. Are you okay in there? Yes? Eat your breakfast. I know it's not fried in pig fat or whatever secret deliciousness you use, but I worked hard on it. I'll see you after work.
You get any sleep? My nerves are shot. After everything we've been through, it's a miracle we're not screaming in the padded room somewhere. Kara, do you think Gran's in heaven? Well, I've always considered myself to be an atheist. But if heaven does exist, I'm pretty sure Adele Stackhouse would be like the president of it. Why are you thinking about that anyway?
Marnie channeled Gran. At least, I think it was her she warned me about Antonia. Told me not to give my heart to Eric.
You know, she did have all the sense in the family.
This morning, I keep feeling like she's here.
You mean watching over you?
No. I mean, like, here. Here. I know it's probably just some residual weirdness from everything that's been going on, but I just can't shake this feeling.
Well, if she was here, what do you think she'd say to us?
To be good to each other.
No more sunscreen.
And stop getting into so much dang trouble.
What are we, like, magnets with fucking craziness or something?
Lord, I hope not. Someday I see myself growing old and sitting on the porch with my grandbabies on my lap. Just watching the sunset.
I hope I get to sit on that porch with you someday.
Me too. He was a devious little son of a bitch. But somewhere in there he had a good heart. Not a lot of people got to see that. I was lucky enough to be one of them.
Well, thank you for coming. It would have meant a lot to my brother.
He said, Sam shooting me was the best thing that ever happened to me, Miss Fortenberry. Because it brought me to you and the Lord. Sweet boy. Of course, then he stole a bunch of my clothes and jewelry. Even a pair of my underpants. And my favorite church shoes.
I'm sorry. Nobody thought Tommy had to love somebody without hurting them. I let him down that way, too.
My guess is nobody taught you neither. We all do the best we can with what we got. I'm going to bring by one of my famous pork rind casseroles later.
No, don't trouble yourself, Miss Fortenberry.
Nonsense. Tommy may not have been my flesh and blood, but he was a son to me. You call me Mama from now on. We're all the family we got left.
Jason Stackhouse, you are a good person. Yes, you are. Shut up.
Hey, Jake!
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what you doing?
Oh,
just working.
You know?
What are you doing?
Just chilling.
Nice day. Moist.
So he died? No. So we gotta talk, man. You mind putting that thing down first? Listen. We've been friends a long time. You remember? Oh. Boom, boom. I had sex with Jessica. I ain't joking. I wish I was, but I ain't.
How?
Weird question to ask, man. But if you really want to know, missionary, then doggy, then her on top. There's nothing too kinky.
No, how could you do that to me? Not how did you fuck my girl.
I'm sorry, man.
Technically,
she wasn't your girl no more. You said you never want to see her again.
Now, fuck you! We had a code, and you broke it. You could have anyone you wanted.
I'm not you, man.
She was the only one.
I drank her blood. I couldn't think about anything else. I tried to fight it, but it just happened.
No, it doesn't just happen. You make choices. You make fucked up, selfish piece of shit choices.
You made the point, what? You made your point.
Ain't nothing more important to you than your dick, not even your best friend.
Jess and I had it, it was real. And you ain't never gonna have that, not with her, not with anybody, because there's something inside you it's just missing.
Sorry.
Lafayette, listen to me.
I know you're in there.
Whatever Marnie's making you do, you have to fight her.
You think your little fry cook can overpower me? True, his body is younger and stronger than mine was. And the magic in him is potent, clumsy. Potent. He is Mill Antonia.
Marty, before Antonia came along, you were afraid of your own boys. You talked to the dead because they were your only friends. That's why you wanted possession so badly. Because you felt lonely. Helpless.
I thought you were my friend. I trusted you. And you took her away from me.
She wanted to leave, Marnie. Antonia knew you weren't fighting a righteous war. She knew that all you really cared about was power.
You don't deserve to speak her name, traitor. Antonia was a hero. A martyr. Unlike this Lafayette coward whom I've had to take by force. Hey, so this bitch is strong and seriously homicidal. Call me bitch again, boy, and I'll cut out your eyeball and feed it to you. I can't feel pain, but you will.
Marty, please don't hurt him. We'll do whatever you want. Just tell me. Tell me what you want us to do.
I want what your grandfather passed down to you in the blood. What you've been running from your whole life. I want your magic, Brujo. All of it.
Hey, Arlene. Happy Halloween. Is Halloween today?
No. Can I interest you in a ham sandwich?
We're zombies.
zombies are the new vampires. Didn't you know that?
Oh, no, I did not know that. But your silver toe necklace is super cute.
Thank you. Is Sam around?
Oh, nobody's talking yet.
Man.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm sorry about Tommy. I just heard. The funeral?
Yeah, well, nobody knew about it. My brother didn't have a whole lot of friends around here.
You do?
Well, I hadn't seen you in a while. Figured you had a lot going on your own.
Sam. Yeah. Pretty sore after you fired me and all, but...
I would have been there for you.
I never fired you. You're the one who didn't show up for shifts all week.
Not to be a stickler for details, but... You told me I was nothing but troubling to get my stuff and get out of here.
You know what? I wasn't myself that day. I'll tell you what, how about we let bygones be bygones, huh?
Does that mean I can have my job back?
As long as you can start right now. Lafayette's MIA, and with it being Halloween and all, we sure could use an extra pair of hands.
Can I have a new uniform? I kind of threw mine in the trash.
No uniforms today.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. He wants the job back or not?
I'm going to get you for this, Sam.
Nobody likes an angry bunny.
Summer Hanging was Wicca's greatest holy celebration. A night we honored and communed with our dead. Now people only know it's Halloween. Children feed their fat faces with candy and run in fear from evil green hags they call witches. Vampires have done a thorough job of demonizing our most sacred Sabbath, turning our religion into a joke.
I agree with you. Vampires suck. That's why you need to let go of Lafayette before they find out. They'll kill him, won't they? Just like he killed you.
If you hadn't betrayed me, I would still be alive. Besides, it's the only host I have.
He's not a host. He's a person. With a whole life and people who love him.
We must all make sacrifices in time of war. I made mine. And now you will make yours.
You can't trade magic like fucking Pokemon cards. I would gladly give you this shit inside of me if I knew how, but I just don't.
You're afraid.
And you should be too. Because what's inside of me is seriously dark.
I'll fight darkness with darkness.
Who are you fighting for? Huh? Antonia's gone. The circle's broken. They fear you more than they fear the vampires. You've turned into everything that you hate.
Shut up. You will give me what I want, or I will wring the life out of his body till there's nothing left but an empty sack.
You can't enough. Stop it. I'll do it. Santissima muerte, señora de las sombras, o confiaré, o el chango, no lo piman, y muestra mi cara verdadera.
Give it to me. Give it all to me.
Hey, you already had yours.
I'm eating for two.
Hey, you better start behaving yourselves right now, or you're going to be trick-or-treating down at the trailer park again. Now, do you want a bag of empty Coors cans and food stamps, or do you want candy? It is your choice.
Toby, Lisa, I want you to meet my friend Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up? Quite a costume you got there, Lisa. Where are you supposed to be?
Janelle from Teen Mom 2.
Don't even get me started.
What are you, Cutie Duty?
I'm either going to be a shapeshifter like my mommy or a werewolf like my daddy. He's dead.
All righty then. We'll get back to work.
Private Bell, please.
I heard you were dead. I heard you were crazy.
Well, yeah, that's still true.
What the hell are you doing in Bon Ton?
Just passing through, thought I'd look you up. You look like shit.
Yeah, I'm a zombie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but where do you meet my wife?
Arlene!
Arlene Fowler Belfleur. This is Sergeant Patrick Devins, United States Marine Corps. First of the first.
Mr. Belfleur, it's an honor.
Oh, it's nice to meet you, too. Terry told me absolutely nothing about you.
Perfect. And I won't have to lie. You got time for a drink with a man whose life you saved. Twice.
Oh. So does this mean you aren't mad at me anymore?
Start staying mad at you. Especially in those ears.
Sam's idea of payback. Listen, about the other night, I should have thanked you.
I shouldn't have lost it like that.
I understand why you did. Where's Debbie?
Oh,
Seed. What happened?
You were right about her.
But she changed.
People don't change. You just find new ways to lie. I know you don't want to believe that right now, and I didn't come here to lecture you.
Something tells me you're about to anyway.
You remember when you said that if you were smart, you would have fallen in love with someone like me?
I'll say don't.
People always say follow your heart. What if your heart keeps telling you to do the same stupid shit over and over again? What if our hearts can't be trusted? It's our brains we should be listening to.
You're hurt and angry right now. I get it. I've been there.
No. I'm seeing clearly. Debbie's out of my life. For good this time. I'm done with the drama. I want you to be done with it, too.
I can't change who I love. Lord knows I've tried.
I try harder. Her role. Where? You sure? I'll be there as soon as I can. I gotta go.
Anything I can do?
Just think about what I said. And try not to get yourself killed.
I'll work on that. Out of me.
Just a fairy, honey. Ain't nothing scary about fairies.
Yeah, right.
You don't mind, do you? Halloween makes me kind of jumpy, too. Always has.
Wiccans, we call it Samhain. Or the Witch's New Year. It's the day that the veil between the living and the dead is at its thinnest. Just feel it in the air, you know? Smell that?
No, thanks. When I'm high, I can't shut up thoughts off. It's like the whole world screaming at me.
Oh, see, it calms my nerves. Mother Earth's Valium. So all day I just had this terrible feeling in my gut. You know, this dread?
I'm sure it's just a hangover from everything that happened with Marnie and all.
I've had the same thing. Tara? Tara, what has happened?
She's back.
She's back, honey.
Marnie.
How's that possible? She died right in front of us.
Good angels. I think she's inside Lafayette.
Ginger says Erickson listens to his mouth.
Bill?
No, he's on his phone.
I knew it was in here somewhere.
Is there salt in the purse?
Yeah, and sage, and a lock of my Aunt Jess's hair. It's like a Wiccan first aid kit. Hey, and you two got a mirror?
Thanks. You ever done anything like this before?
Goddess, no. Usually I just light a candle and ask the spirits to make sure my boys don't end up in jail or knock somebody up. Well, so far, that's worked out okay.
So you can't let them hurt them. If Bill and Eric find out Marnie's in South Lafayette.
Yeah, I have a feeling they already know.
Any idea how to get us out of this one, Your Majesty?
You could summon Pam.
You could summon Jessica. Oh. So you'd sacrifice my progeny, but not your own. Very unkingly of you.
I liked you better when you were brain damaged.
As your friend Lafayette would say, what goes around comes around, bitches.
Lafayette! Marnie, please don't do this.
All they've done to you, you protect them.
Killing Bill and Eric isn't going to make any of that go away.
Revenge will never bring you peace.
There can't be peace until there is justice for me, for Antonia, for all the women you tortured,
and burn for centuries. All to repress a magic that's older and more powerful than your very existence.
Marnie, what will this serve? There are millions of us. More being made every night. You cannot win.
I'm already dead, vampire, thanks to you. I have nothing left to lose.
Purpose.
even vampires.
How can you say that they murdered us?
The cruelty served its purpose, to bring you and I together. And now I am here to take you home.
I'm not finished yet.
Oh, yes, you are. Greg. Holy goddess. Holy shit.
I don't want to go. I am not ready. Please.
I was trapped between worlds for 400 years, lost and driven mad by my rage. I do not want that for you.
What about what I want? Nobody cares what I want. All my life, I've been afraid that it wouldn't be. With dead people muttering in my ears, you know, making me deliver your messages. Making me into a freak. A creepy, pathetic, terrified mess, muttering to herself in the corner.
That is not who you are anymore.
No, that's right. I'm not afraid anymore. I've got real power now. You want to take that away from me? You want them to win?
Oh, Mark. Honey, can't you see? Life is pain. But soon all you have suffered and feared will be meaningless. You will be at peace. But then...
you'll be stuck here. Forever.
And there is no victory in that. Change is hard.
No. Fred?
Please don't go.
I have to, dear.
I'm so lost without you. I don't know what to do.
Yes, you do. Answers where it always is in your heart. Being alone, it ain't nothing to be afraid of, my sucky. We're all alone at the end.
Excuse me. We're feeling a little crispy up here.
Hey, you know, I'll bust the table, pour the drinks, serve the food, and take out the damn garbage, you know? No problem!
Because, you know, clearly I'm the only one who works here anymore. Like, you stink.
Oh, Lord, ain't you a son for sure,
Oh, God. This ain't real. Okay. Wake up, Arlene. Okay. Wake up.
Ow. I got you, Jack. I love you, me. You and our baby.
God set out and did we come back no more, no more. Praise Jesus.
I'm here to warn you, girl. That man is bringing trouble of the worst kind.
Terry?
Mm-hmm.
No. He's good to me and my babies.
I met the ghost of his past. It ain't gonna last forever. Ron. Jimmy.
You all right? Something scared you?
Terry's here now. Ain't nothing gonna get you.
Got no candy. You little shit's egg my house again. I will arrest you.
Jason, what happened to your face?
Is this another dream? Because if Hoyt pops out from under that hood, I'm gonna knock him the fuck out.
You told him?
Yeah, I told him. You took it pretty well.
Did you hurt him?
I didn't touch him.
Let me in.
Took an ass kicking.
I didn't ask you to do that.
No. It was the right thing to do.
Since when is Jason Stackhouse concerned with doing the right thing?
You don't know me very well.
Fair enough. I'm just barely getting to know myself. And I don't want to hurt you the way I hurt Hoyt. So I'm asking you, can this be enough for now? Because I don't want it to stop.
Sookie and her precious fairy vagina and her unbelievably stupid name. Fuck Sookie! I've been there over 100 years. I've watched him seduce supermodels and princesses and spit out their bones when he is finished. How can someone named Sookie take him away from me?
I'm worst.
I killed him.
No, you didn't. It wasn't you. You hear me, Lafayette? None of this was your fault. I fucking love you. And we're gonna get through this shit together just like we got through everything else. Okay? I'll be right out there if you need me. In a world without you in it. Both of you. I can't stand this anymore. It's like being ripped in half. No matter what I do, somebody I love gets hurt.
Suki, I just want for you to be happy. And if being with Eric is what makes you happy, then you have my blessing. See?
It's okay, Suki. Bill's fine with it. Bill had his chance. He blew it. He lied to you.
To protect me. And I lied to him to protect you. And you have lied to both of us so many times, we can't count. What a mess. Forgive you. I know you've loved me every bit as much as I've loved you. And we've both hurt each other just as deeply. I hope you can forgive me.
Suki. Like I have a choice. You're the love of my life.
I know. And that just makes this harder. If I'm really honest, it wasn't just goofy, innocent Eric I fell for. As vicious and untrustworthy as you can be, there's a goodness in you that breaks my heart. Because a part of me's always wanted you.
You won't be sorry.
I already am. The time we had together was unforgettable, but over.
No, it doesn't have to be.
There's only one way I see this ending, and it's me walking away with neither of you.
Don't do this.
Okay. This is the hardest decision I've ever had to make. But I know it's the right one for all of us. So please, don't try to stop me. Neither of you.
Jesus.
Is that you? Oh, fuck, baby. Look at you. Look what I did. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
What you mean, don't worry about it? I killed you.
Everything's temporary. Anyway, I probably would have gotten cancer. Died in a bed somewhere with a nurse who doesn't know half the shit I know. Screwing up my IVs and giving me bed sores. I'm cool with how things went.
But I sure the fuck ain't. I murdered the man I love. How am I supposed to live with that?
Just keep breathing, baby. It's that simple.
This is what... Don't leave me.
Dude, I'm dead. You are medium. I'll always be with you.
Happy Halloween, Sheriff Elfler.
Andy. Sorry about the last time when I took your flowers.
That's okay. You were nervous.
No, I was a drug addict. V. I thought I needed it to do the job and to talk to pretty ladies like you. So I didn't feel like a loser all the time. It worked for a while. Then it didn't.
Okay. Look, honey, you're really sweet and everything, but this is all just too much for me right now.
It's no problem. A lot of baggage, I get it. I just wanted to say that I'm sober, and I'm lonely, and I can be good to someone if they let me. Night.
Sheriff Andy? How about a hug? I could really, really use one tonight.
I'm sure I can't convince you to stay.
Tempting, but I don't really think Emma's ready for that. So I'm going to take her home and put her to bed.
Okay. You and Emma. Best thing.
Don't you accept?
So now you're superstitious?
I just feel like if we are too cute and cheesy, God is gonna drop a brick on our heads.
I think life is violent and cruel by nature. So when something good comes, I'm like, yeah, stop and celebrate it. Be grateful.
Okay, well, in that case, you're welcome.
So are you.
If you didn't like it, I can take direction.
No. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Maybe next time we could try oral? You know, Hoyt was kind of shy about that. I think maybe because of my fangs.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Just, Jessica, we stopped talking about Hoyt so much.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, yeah, it's just all that I got to compare this to.
Do you think there's a part of me that's missing? And is that why you don't want to stay?
No. Why would you ask me that?
Just something Hoyt said.
Thought we weren't talking about him anymore. Hey.
Yeah.
You're funny. And you're exciting, and you have the sexiest hip bones I've ever seen. I'm leaving, because fucking you made me hungry. And I don't want to drink your blood, because I'm not ready to be that intimate with you. At least not yet.
So you're gonna glamour some total stranger and drink their blood?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Huh. I get it. You know, it's kind of like a hooker with kissing. Not that you're like a hooker.
Well, maybe I could pretend to be. If you like that.
You're like no other woman I've ever been with. And I have been with a lot of women.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm sorry. Low blood sugar. I'll see you around.
I knew you'd be back. Reverend Noah.
Trick or treat.
When this happened?
Last night? The night before? I don't remember. I'm sorry, boss. It's like somebody hit delete in my brain. Hey.
Fuck, you've been glamored.
Why would a vampire want to glamour me? Or dig a hole in a damn parking garage.
Miss Flanagan, we've been expecting you.
Hi, Nan. And gay stormtroopers.
Perfect. Two birds, one stone.
The Marnie situation has been resolved, if that makes any difference.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Yippee.
His Majesty showed great leadership in extremely perilous circumstances. You should be kissing his ring.
Why bother? And your tongue's already so far up his ass. I wish for one fucking night you could experience the litany of bullshit I've had to deal with. Then you'd have some idea of how little I give a fuck about your small town witch infestation. Or your whole backwoods kingdom, for that matter.
For someone who cares so little, you seem awfully pissed off.
Do I, Bill? Maybe that's because I quit my fucking job.
You quit the ABL?
And the authority.
No one quits the authority.
Quit, fired, same difference.
We assumed we were the ones to be terminated.
Oh, there's been an order issued on your heads. My last duty was supposed to be delivering the true death to both of you. Of course, I realized I'd be next. I have been alive for 816 years. I refuse to be retired like a fat first wife.
Let me make sure I got this straight. You're mutinying against the American Vampire League and the authority.
And you expect us to join you?
We won't be alone. There are factions inside the regime who have never been completely on board with the current agenda. Sheriff Northman knows what I'm talking about.
What's in it for us?
Aside from surviving the night, how about your little fairy waitress? Oh, come on. The mind reading, the microwave fingers. You didn't think I knew what she was? There are at least a couple of thousand vampires who would do almost anything to get a taste of her blood.
Go ahead. She belongs to neither of us.
She smells fantastic, but that's hardly worth dying for.
You're bluffing. I saw the way you both looked at her. Hungry puppy dogs, slobbering over the same juicy bone. You fucking...
We are not fucking puppy dogs! What a bitch.
Yeah.